And the title of this particular is Padre Pio was the mirror of meekness of the heart of Jesus Christ. And we'd like to welcome you to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, where we look at the absolutely amazing life of Padre Pio, the miracle worker. And if you'd like to join us in this apostolate, then please just like, subscribe, and share this video with your colleagues and friends. And in fact, the best way is going to be to enroll for our mass prayer intentions. That is, if you want to join in the apostolate of Following Padre Pio. The source of this particular talk is from the Voice of Padre Pio, and it's an article written by D. Paolo Carta, who was Bishop Emeritus of Foggia, which was a town close to where Padre Pio lived. Kindness and meekness. And we already saw Padre Pio's humility was absolutely exemplary. It was uplifting and moving. Now, what was less evident and less constant was another virtue for which the heart of Jesus is the incomparable model, and that is meekness and kindness. Some people received very harsh treatment from Padre Pio, and they complained about it. But it is easy to defend Padre Pio if we look at the actual facts. And our Lord Jesus Christ, we look at him as the example. Our Lord Jesus said, "Learn from me, I am meek and humble of heart." And yet it was he who, though infinitely good, patient, kind with children, and kind to the repentant sinners and the sick, is in fact the same Jesus who chases the vendors out of the temple and called the Pharisees hypocrites and described the scribes as whitewashed tombs and a nest of vipers. So he used very hard language. And even for Peter, our Lord said, "Get behind me, Satan, because thou savourest not the things that are of God, but the things that are of men." Our Lord was very meek and gentle, but he knew how to be strong as well. And so the sweet meekness and gentleness of Padre Pio are not negated by the fact that he reacts strongly against those who approach him only out of curiosity, we may say, if they confessed without sincere intention of turning away from sin, or if they showed clear signs of fanaticism towards Padre Pio. In fact, what used to happen, I heard, was people used to arrive with scissors and take little snippets out of his habit as relics. So, of course, that met with Padre Pio's severe reproval. Also, if we assume that losing patience may be a sign of imperfection, then it may be beneficial for us to look at Padre Pio's writings, that is self-accusation when he confesses to his spiritual father. And his spiritual father responds by saying this, "Don't be upset about these explosions, though you should never be satisfied. If the Lord does not give you the grace of inexhaustible and continual kindness, it is in order to leave you room to practice holy humility." So even in a great saint like Padre Pio, there was still room to practice the virtues in a greater degree. As penance, his spiritual father says, every time you get carried away, you must be twice as kind immediately. Well, Padre Pio, as a docile spiritual son, he undertook to completely possess the virtue of kindness. And he informs his dear father about his efforts in writings. And he said, Padre Pio says, "Lady Gentleness seems to be making progress in me, but I'm not satisfied on this point. I do not want to be discouraged. Having made many promises, dear father, to Jesus and to Mary, I would like to acquire this virtue with their help." So we can see all of these steps that Padre Pio follows in order to acquire greater virtue, in order to reach his perfection. And he continues, "I also promise to make this the constant subject of meditation." So by thinking and praying on this, he also finds help and suggest this to others continuously as well. "And you see, Father, that I am not indifferent to the practice of this virtue." And then he asks him, "Please help me with your prayers and the prayers of others." So he leaves no stone unturned. He's going to get help from everywhere. He's going to employ every means available to acquire this virtue. And that is how I'm sure we should all be in. The Bishop Emeritus Di Paolo continues and he says, however, I am happy to renew my testimony on this matter about Padre Pio's meekness and the deepest kindness of Padre Pio's heart. And this is how he experienced it. He said, I was always amazed whenever I met him, whenever he met Padre Pio, with the kindness with which he treated not just me, that is the bishop, but even when I introduced him to sinners and those far from the faith or outside the church. So Padre Pio was kind to everyone. It didn't matter who they were. Unless they were insincere, then he would be harsh and put in order to put them back on the right track. And the bishop continues, I will never forget his smile that was so kind and luminous and radiant. It was the reflection of Jesus' smile, with a heart overflowing with love for all humanity and mercy for every prodigal son.